that sense of guilt that we feel when we let God down, well, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Which one of those two things it is in your life depends entirely on how you respond to it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It doesn't matter how much we love Jesus, some days we're still going to fail him. And you know that sense of guilt, don't you? You love him so much and you've done this? It makes you want to go and hide under a rock. Guilt and condemnation will do that every time. And let me tell you, the devil loves that, because the longer he can stop you from going back to God, from seeking his forgiveness, the more chance he has of enslaving you back into your sin. That's the devil's plan, make no mistake about it. But here's some good news, the good news. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Sin will not be your master because you are not under the law. You now live under God's grace. In other words, the moment you believe in Jesus, sin no longer has any power over you. The law condemns, and that's the power of sin. But God forgives through what Jesus did for you. And that, my friend, is the power of grace. Will you stumble some days? Yes, you will. But the moment you do, turn back into Jesus' arms for his forgiveness. For you are no longer under the condemnation that comes through the law. Your life is no longer defined by a bunch of rules that condemn you. You are now living in the grace of God. So the next time you stumble, the next time you find yourself wanting to run away and hide, remember this, do the exact opposite. Keep short accounts with God. Turn back to him. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's awesome, isn't it, God's word? The power to remind us of that amazing love and grace and mercy of God through Jesus Christ. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be, completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.